The backbone of the energy industry is currently coal, but burning it emits mercury, a toxic metal capable of causing severe neurological damage, especially in fetuses or young children. And George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation notes fish consumption advisories exist statewide, where water has been contaminated by coal-burning operations.
There are people, I've talked to anglers, in fact, can't bring their fish home because someone in the household says, listen, we're not going to eat those fish. They have contamination of mercury.
According to the National Wildlife Federation, fishing is more popular than golf, and Wisconsin is luring a good share of those anglers. It ranks third in out-of-state fishing licenses sold. Jeff Smith from Wisconsin Trout Unlimited is concerned mercury pollution could eventually sicken a healthy $1 billion fishing industry, which boosts state tourism.
The point is that we have one heck of a resource out there, and everybody knows it. Everybody in the country knows of it. Unfortunately, they also know about fish advisories.
Sporting groups say a plan by the Bush administration to cut 70% of mercury emissions from coal within the next 14 years is too little, too late. Utilities say technology to produce cleaner burning coal is expensive. Supporters, however, say a predicted $2 a month on power bills is a small price to safeguard the environment. Administration officials also say new technology is not always available. The proposed federal rules allow trading of pollution credits. Environmentalists say this will result in more Midwest pollution. That's because power companies out east are expected to make bigger mercury reductions and can sell their unused pollution credits to other states, like Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.